Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Daniel is engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Daniel engineers on Mondays. And I was talking with Dr. Sergey Shuly-Sorin, over the weekend. His schedule is really bumper to bumper, jam-packed, and so he's going to need some time off. So Frank is with us today for 2 hours and will be for the foreseeable future. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, welcome, yes, and whenever Dr. Sergey wants to come on, it will be, as I told you, my pleasure to just listen to him. I love what he has to say, so hopefully it's... he's up a bit in the near future.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows the things that he says are so important to some of us, me, and how much we respect the knowledge of someone that's willing to come on the radio and do a bit of a class like he does. So, and I totally adore his dad, and I hear he's doing fine, but he needs our prayers, and I have been thinking about him.
Yeah, Dr. Shuly is doing fine. Yes, mm-hmm. He could use our prayers. You know, class, Dr. Shuly has been right all along about COVID. Mm-hmm. He was right about Dr. Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
He was right about the masks.
Yeah.
He was, Dr. Fauci just out of thin air, reportedly, just said 6 feet, you know, not 6.2, not 3.1, 6 feet, just picked it out of thin air. And there's a term in real estate for that. So here's a new term for you, class. P, the letter P as in Peter, F as in Frank, A, P-F-A, and that is plucked, P-L-U-C-K-E-D, from thin air, or plucked from air, meaning...
From air. Yeah, well, there are many interesting classes, Lenny. But I hear, well... Other than that, I had a great classes last week. Boy, and Kyle was right on the money with so many things that he was saying. He's a very smart man. And when he says, you are the gold standard, I kind of agree with him. He's very knowledgeable, and you are very knowledgeable, but as we say, the jack of all knowledge.
and master of none. Yeah.
Well... Kind of, when you said that you haven't done your wood stove yet.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I have all the materials, and the reason why we don't mm-hmm. have an inside wood stove, several reasons. One, mm-hmm. every time you open the door, I don't care what kind of a wood stove it is, you're going mm-hmm. to get smoke in the house.
Yeah.
100% certainty. That's number mm-hmm. one. Number two... Mm-hmm. When you have wood that is seasoned, so let's say it's been out in the sun, out of the rain for, let's say, a year or a year mm-hmm. and a half, bugs love it. So, and if it's cold outside and you bring the wood in and you have it in a little a bin, if you will, by the fire, gets warmed mm-hmm. up, the bugs say, springtime. They say it's springtime and they hop out. So... That's another reason. And then the next reason is ash. Other than that, I can't mm-hmm. think of any reason not to have a wood stove in the house.
Yeah. Well, you know that I do a lot of wood stoves, and this is not directed at you, but directed at our class. honestly, the concept of an airtight wood stove is my recommendation. Yeah, you can buy all sorts of wood stove. And when I do inspections on my stove, and the older styles where you open the door and the flue pipe is right there, and I'm saying, what kind of a savings is that? All you're benefiting is from radiant heat from the actual wood stove. Airtight wood stove, especially if you can put a blower in the back. I mean, that's like the cat's meow. And again, $150 for that kind of, I'm kind of familiar with that wood stove. Yeah, it's about $2,000-$3,000 now. It was worth the drive to New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, and the guy had one of them. It was advertised on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. I happened to be on the East Coast at the time, and he happened to be in northern New Jersey. And so I called him up. And those were the days when people had telephones that they would answer their phones, you know, from somebody that they didn't know. And so I called him up, and I said, yeah, I'd like to come out, and I'll be there. And so I met him, and he said, I got another one.
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, okay. So we agreed on a price, and I bought that one. So I think for $350, I ended up with two wood stoves.
Two beautiful stoves to get
from. Yeah, from one was from Belgium. I mean, they're just really, really nice. So I knew at some point in my life I might need them, and at that point in time, it was a really good value for me. And, but they kept going up and up in price, $2,000 for a wood stove. It's because it's limited in production. Most people don't want it. It's too much work. In fact, we have a friend who has an outdoor wood furnace, and he stopped using it because it's too much work. Well, it is a lot of work. There's no question about it. It's a lot of work.
Sure.
But so is earning. We have another friend who spends between $5,000 and $6,000 a year on propane. $5,000 to $6,000.
That's a lot of money. Yep.
Yeah. So in our case, you know, the wood is almost free. When we buy it, it'd be let's say $120 for a year's worth of wood until the price went up, and it, you know, hit maybe $300 and something. But that's still very inexpensive compared to propane and electricity, right?
Of course, yeah.
And that's for heating hot water and the house all year, heating the hot water all year. And, you know, Frank, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things that I have on my list. One is cavitation. And that's something I bet you there's not a single broadcast, radio broadcast, that's ever talked about cavitation in hydronic systems.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. And the other thing is these hang-on-the-wall instant hot water heaters. They say instant. It's not exactly instant, but it's pretty soon as compared to a hot water heater with a tank. Now, when we built this house, we could have bought one of those instant hot water heaters, you know, for the whole house. But I didn't because I was concerned about two things, and I'd love to hear your comments. Number one is it is 100% dependent on pressure. So if you have zero pressure, let's say the well pump fails or something fails in the plumbing system, you've got no hot water. You can't go into the basement, for example, and drain some hot water out of the tank. And you don't have a reserve hot water or a reserve water supply. Should something go wrong and you need water, you know, for drinking, if you have a 40-gallon hot water heater and if you flush it regularly, well, you've got 40 gallons of water in an emergency, ready to go right there. So those were, and the other thing is the cost to repair. The cost to repair a hot water heater with a tank typically would be an element unless you have a leak. And an element is, you know, they used to be $20, maybe $30, maybe $50 today if you do it yourself. So those are the reasons that went into it. What are your thoughts about the instant hot water heater versus the tank type?
Well, okay. I'm laughing because I could have had all those, but guess what I have in my basement with my hot water? A very basic electric hot water tank. If you use them properly, if they're in a basement that is not, like, that's heated or with a blanket, and the cost of them... like you're looking at, well, I've just priced a job for a customer this week, and it was like the hot water tank of 40 gallons. Oh, God, it's so hard between the U.S. and Canadian gallons. It was like $700. Now, I'm changing that for a propane full hot water tank, which is about $2,300. So, like, I mean, you can buy five of these tanks if you don't know how to change the element. So my thought is I could have had them, any of those, but I'm sticking with my electric hot water tank, and I think it's the proper way to go now. And then you can do all sorts of things with it. Like, for example, you've added your wood, outside wood furnace to it. We've talked many times about these Viessmann hot water panels that you can buy. It doesn't have to be Viessmann per se. You can plug that right into your electric hot water tank. So it's very, very versatile. Now, going back to those hang-on, on-demand hot water tanks, there are a number of things that I don't like about them. I'm not saying that they don't have a function, and maybe the place that they may have a function, and it's just, and this is a maybe, if you have like 10 kids in the house and you all want to take showers on a Saturday, you're not waiting around putting your time for hot water. But other than that, like every time those things come on, Vince, it's like 190,000 BTUs, like almost twice the BTUs of a basic furnace. Are you still there?
So you're talking about a propane model, right?
Yeah, propane models. Yeah, that's the hung boilers, then. Eh? Yeah, the propane condensing hot water boilers. Yeah. And then of course, sorry.
Now that's an enormous amount of fuel. Enormous.
Yes.
And then you have some other things that go along with that, and so a lot of stopping and starting with those, right? Because it's not like a burner comes on, heats the hot water, shuts off for a couple hours, and then comes back on again. This thing is on, off, every time there's a demand for it, right?
Yeah. See, the thing is, obviously, if you're doing... Are you still there? There's a lot of... Hello?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes.
No, there's a lot of noise on the line. That's why. So, like, obviously, you want to control the temperature coming out of those tanks. So what suffers for the temperature to be always the same is water pressure. That's why they say, and it depends on the cost of the unit. If you do more than three things using the instantaneous hot water thing, your water pressure will drop to almost nothing because it literally forces the water to slow down so that it can keep that constant temperature. Right? So therefore, what do you want to do? Do you want to do laundry, or do you want to do a dishwasher, or do you want to take a bath? Like all these choices. The one that always I get complaints after I've done that, and I'll do them. I mean, if the customer insists and that's what they want, then that's fine. It is what we call the sandwich. Have you ever heard of that term, Vince?
Well, if you're talking about a heat exchanger, yes, I have. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it's the difference between you opening up the tap, the flame coming on, heating the water. So you open up the tap, you're going to your shower, and probably there would be a bit of hot water there at the beginning, but then all of a sudden this cold water comes for maybe 2, 3, 4 seconds, but when you're in a shower, it's a lot of cold water before it gets back into its shape. And then the other bad thing about them is if you don't have proper, and we've talked about water softeners and all of this, just proper hard waterness, like no more than 9 parts per whatever it is, and then those coils will get plugged up. Between you and I, it's about 1/8 of an inch diameter, even though the outside pipe is about 1/2 inch.
Way too small. Yeah, that's way too small.
Tea Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we're talking about hot water heaters. The tank type versus the tankless type. And in our house, we went with the standard electric tank type. And we have an 80-gallon, 80. And the reason I did that was our house, when we first built it, it was for our children, Mrs. Finelli, me, and my parents. So there were a number of us here. And I converted it. As soon as I put the wood stove in, I converted it to a sidearm heat exchanger system. And I disconnected the wiring. So we have the wiring for the hot water heater, but it's not connected. So literally, the heat from the outdoor wood furnace travels underground through some PEX piping. It goes through a sidearm heat exchanger, which is something we built right alongside the hot water tank. And it is a heat exchanger. So it exchanges the heat that comes from the outside wood furnace and puts that heat in the hot water tank. And we've never run out of hot water. I mean, 80 gallons of hot water is plenty, especially when you use low-volume restrictor type shower heads. And so if we wanted to do laundry with hot water and do wash the dishes and take two showers at the same time, all of that would be fine. It's not that we do, but it would be fine. And Frank, when you said 1/8 of an inch for the water to flow through the heat exchanger of a tankless hot water heater, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is hard water. Hard water is going to plug that thing up in like a couple years at the latest.
That's right. That's why when you read your manual, the warranty period, if it says that if we find that your heat exchanger and they do go is because of hard waterness, then they'll be able to see right away that there will be no heat, no warranty on your heat exchanger, period. So, no, yeah.
And, okay, and then, so it uses a lot of gas. That means you have to have, if you have the you know, the propane or natural gas model, so you have to have it vented outside, is that correct?
That's right, you have to vent it outside, yeah. Yeah.
No, so it's another hole in the house.
One of the solutions that they have for what they call the cold sandwich is to have a little tank, electric tank, beside it, so that when you first turn the shower, you're actually getting the hot water from a small tank. Now, I have to say that there are different models in the market that use different technologies, and one, if one was going to think that route, one would investigate further what other models, okay? So let's be fair to that kind of the industry. But most of the, your run-of-the-mill instantaneous hot water tanks that you do on the wall, you will experience these problems. You can only do so many things at a time, large amounts of BTUs, vent it outside, and you are going to get that problem with sand. Now, here's an interesting thing. For warranty purpose, you need to have those coils cleaned every year and reported. Now, to clean those heat exchangers is about a half an hour of being there watching this chemical flow through the heat exchanger. And it's like, it's almost $150 to do something like that. So every year, no matter what, if you want to keep that warranty, you need to have someone do that procedure. So,
frankly,
so all in all,
let me see if I've got this right.
Yeah.
So this tankless water heater, on-demand water heater, you have to clean the coils, and those are the ones, the heat exchanger, actually, that the cold water goes through to get heated up, right? So you're going to have to clean the inside of those copper pipes, I guess?
Yes.
And so you do that with a chemical. But this is the drinking water supply.
Well,
correct?
That's right. The chemical is kind of safe. A lot of people use vinegar. So there is that safety factor on it. But there is a special thing, like a pump and a pail, which you put this chemical in, and you just let it flush through it for about a half an hour. And believe me, the dirt that comes out of some of our units that I've done this to, I just wonder how they actually even work. But yeah, so I think.
Okay, so Frank, when we come back from this break, let's just compare that to draining the tank-type hot water heater. And how much does that cost? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA News Update. Once a fixture at the Trump White House press room, newly elected governor of Arkansas Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be staying in Little Rock, not in D.C.
I am honored to serve as governor, and I hope I get to do it for the next 7 years.
That's after she was asked on CBS Face the Nation if she would consider being Donald Trump's VP. Box office best movies remain unchanged this past weekend, with Mean Girls still at the top for the second straight week. The teen musical comedy garnered nearly $12 million in its second week of release. It was also the only film to break the $10 million mark. The Beekeeper, Wonka, Anyone But You, and Migration rounded out the top five. And the NFL's conference championship games are set. The Ravens will take on the Super Bowl champion Chiefs in the AFC. The Cinderella Story Detroit Lions will face the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch today.
God, you're... Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank Pacheco's in Canada. And we're talking about hot water heaters. Frank, the tank-type hot water heater, what is the maintenance that that would require as compared with the maintenance of a tankless hot water heater?
Every now and then, if you can remember, but at least once a year, go down and turn the what we call the drain tap on the bottom and at least take a pail of water. And as you're doing that, just look and see how that water is. And that's really about it. Because obviously sediment is where it ends up in the bottom of your tank. If you have an electric tank, like you said and I do, it's not a very major issue if sediment gets to the bottom of that tank. However, if you have a propane or a natural gas run tank, and if that sediment keeps piling to the bottom, to the bottom, to the bottom, guess what happens? The tank will have to work that much harder to heat the water to the point that, and it's honestly, to goodness sake, you go to a dealer and you'll find five of these propane or natural gas run tanks as opposed to the electric ones. So it literally ruins the bottom of the tank and then develops a leak. And it's not unusual for a propane or a hot or a natural gas tank that hasn't been maintained the way that I'm saying to not last been more than 10 years, where the electric ones, it will outlive you.
Yeah.
And that's such an important little concept. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you by doing this thing once a month, you're saving yourself a good $2,000 to $3,000 of installing another propane tank. Huh? So
yeah. So Frank, are you finding that people don't know? Are your customers just, you know, you show up after someone else has installed it, they're living in this house for a while, then they have a problem, they call you, and do you find out that they didn't know that they're supposed to drain the hot water tank and to remove the sediment?
The question didn't know. It's probably, it's out of mind, out of sight in the basement. nobody probably told them. It's not something that you're going to read in the manual, do this. It's something that our class, our students will know from me having to deal with it. So there you are, class. Just by listening to us, you could save yourself a lot of money because there is no notes. Say, make sure you do this every month or every year or whatever it is. But from my experience and seeing that a tank only lasts about 8-9 years and you go, and I've had occasions where I tried to drain the water and the water's not coming up because, and that drain tap on the bottom of your tank is usually about 3 or 4 inches from the bottom, but that's how much sediment that there is down there that the water's not even coming out of that drain tap. Huh? That's
right.
You can
right.
See
I've seen
how
it.
Much.
I have seen that it myself. You know, with houses that we bought that used houses, if you want to call them that, someone else, you know, built it and the previous mm-hmm. owner did not drain the tanks. And so what I have done is I've taken some flexible, a strong zip tie and poked through there or used a coat hanger to get partial of the way through there and poked my way through so I could get some of that sediment out. But you're absolutely right. And so, Frank, what does if someone were to say, you know, I've got this addition in my house, and I'd like to put a tankless hot water heater in there versus a tank-type hot water heater, what would the cost be for one versus the other, just the average cost? Because I know each installation is different.
There's so many of them in the market, Vince, to be honest with you, in terms of price. If I was doing an estimate for a customer that they did wanted to go with a water on demand, I would be asking how many people in the house and so on and so forth. But $3,000 seems to be about an average cost to install. Now, I'm in up north. I don't, and obviously Canadian dollars. That's around what it goes. But like as I said, there's so many different brands, so many different setups that one would need to consider. But that's as opposed to doing electric hot water tank. I've just done one this week. Was no more than $1,200. The tank was about $8,000 and was a day's work there. Half a day's work with $100. My cost of doing the job and customer is happy.
Right, and so when Frank, when you do this, do your customers really factor in the cost of the installation? So for example, what I'm saying is, they look at a tank and they say, okay, I could have a $600 tank or an $800 tank or let's say a $1,000 tank, but the labor is all going to be the same. Why don't we go with the best tank? Do they consider that, or do they go for the lowest price?
I make them consider. when you're in business, and I'm sure like you would be in the automobile car repair business, it's you they're going to call for 6 years on the line and say, but, you know, so therefore, for my honor, my protection, and and I try to tell them, okay, this is a stainless steel, this is that and that. And it goes also to a warranty. See, the warranty, to me, is such an important aspect of how good that that thing is. And I doesn't really matter what it is. If a manufacturer is only going to give you a 1 year's warranty, they know. They know what can go wrong within a year. But if a manufacturer wants to give you 12 years warranty or 10 years warranty, which is not uncommon, it is the average for a hot water tank, then you can almost be sure that's a better tank quality. So, and that goes for across the board, because I do a lot of warranty work, Vince. So if you do the least amount of research, at least find out how much warranty is this product against that product. Or the same product, but how many, the difference in style of product, like a stove, is that do I get 5 year warranty or do I get, you know, 10 year warranty or something like that? Huh? So warranty is a nice leveling field if you're choosing a product of some sort.
When you look at the cost of a tankless versus a tank type hot water heater, you mentioned about $1,200 for an electric one. I guess that's a 40-gallon, right?
Yes,
40-gallon installed.
Yeah, 40-gallon, yeah.
Canadian dollars. What would the equivalent be in a tankless type?
In terms of the money?
Yes.
Cost? You're looking at $3,000 for average for a tankless hot water system installed.
And is an electric one, electric hot water heater, more or less expensive for a replacement tank versus tankless?
The electric hot water tank is less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not understanding the question properly, but for example, if I went to your house and you had a tankless hot water systems and you wanted me to put another one in, the first thing I would recommend is, have you thought of just a simple, ordinary hot water tank? So that would be my first recommendation. And I mean, customers are customers, and they say, well, no, I've been happy with this. Then the next step we go through is, okay, well, these are these brands, which, you know, and then these are the features. And I have a number of different brands that I have, you know, up my sleeve. And then I try to try to push them to what brand I think it will be a better value. My thing is always value, Vince. I'm not saying, and unfortunately, or I'm hoping that my competition the same way. I'm here to help the customer and have a happy customer for many years down the line. So
And when you talk about value, class value. I worked for a company. It was a Fortune 100 company right out of school. And the slogan that we had used the term value, or the word value, in it. And value does not mean the lowest price. It does not mean the highest price. What it really means is the best product for the money. The best product for the money. So it might be in the middle in terms of price. It might be just below middle. It might be a little above middle. Or it could be the highest price. But you can be darn sure it's not the lowest price. Because you're going to be replacing it, whatever it is, sooner than you thought. If you get the, on all things being equal, if a company makes something and it's the absolute lowest price, they did that by taking material out. They did that by you know, I talk about Fords, and I say if it takes four bolts to hold that device on a Ford, Ford uses three. and that's what I'm talking about. I mean, Ford is the only company that I know that spark plugs launch out of the head of the engine. They just the threads can't hold the spark plugs. And they're the only company that I know that has that problem. Mm-hmm. But that's what I mean by three bolts instead of four.
Yeah.
But value is how I look at everything.
Okay, for example, right now up here, Cole, been doing a lot of furnaces. To me, what is value to a customer when I'm telling them what kind of furnace I want to be? It will not be the cheapest furnace, because to me, the value of selling them a furnace, especially up here with our condensing furnace, I want a furnace that has a primary, that's the first heat exchanger, and a secondary. So most furnaces, a condensing furnace has to, they both need to be stainless steel. Why do I want that for my customer, even though they're going to pay maybe another $1,000, and I'm not joking here, but I know that that furnace with the primary and secondary heat exchangers is going to last them for 20 years, where if they buy something inferior, a little bit cheaper, then I know then 5, 6, maybe 8 years, especially where it's installed, it's probably only going to last about eight years. So to me, that's value, paying that extra $1,000 to get something that's going to be that much better in the long run. And we always forget, especially people that are buying stuff, that it's not just in the savings of electricity. Like when you're looking at a product expense, you got to think that there is going to be a repair, and that repair is going to take away from the value of that product.
Yeah. And, you know, Frank, as you're saying that, I was thinking about one thing that if a person did, if they have hard water, if they just move to add a water softener in there with a mm-hmm. particulate filter, whole house particulate water filter, the life of pretty much every single appliance they have would last probably a couple times longer, right? I'm talking about dishwashers, washing machines, faucet aerators, faucet valves, everything, right?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523 800-284-0523.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Pacheco's with us. He's in Canada, and he's got decades of experience installing, repairing, servicing appliances for the home. And, Frank, I have just one other question, I think, about the tankless hot water heater. Do they have a pressure tank that goes with it, you know, hangs off the side of it?
You don't really need one in a hot water system. There's nothing wrong with putting them because it's an open system. So there's no build-up pressure per se. The pressure is simply a hot water tank, water going into a tank, and once you open the tap, that's when it kind of starts. So, but there's nothing wrong with putting one of those. Maybe we should explain to the class what you're talking about. The pressure tank is kind of an air, semi-air-filled tank that will absorb. Because when you heat water, it expands, so you want that that expansion to be taken care of something, i.e. the pressure tank, as opposed to blowing up your pipes. But for simply domestic hot water system, it's not a common or, you can install it, but it's not a prerequisite. However, in the boiler system, okay, where you are heating water and it's a closed system, then for sure you need one of those, or else your relief valves will start to go up. So that does answer your question.
Is there a relief valve in one of these systems?
Yes, there is. There is one.
And that makes a lot of sense, class, because when you heat a liquid, water included, it expands. And so if you don't have a pressure relief system, if for some reason that heating system just keeps heating and doesn't stop heating, that water pressure will either cause a connection in the pipe to fail, or the pipe to fail, or the hot water heater. There'll be a burst somewhere. You'll have water if that happens. So it's, and you know, they show, Frank, they show these tankless water heaters just hanging on the wall as if they don't leak. I wouldn't expect them not to leak. I would expect to have a problem at some point with them. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, you're somewhat right, yeah. The chances of them leaking are not like something will go wrong before they actually leak, unlike your other tanks, the electrical or the propane. You will not know that there is a leak until you kind of step on water in your basement. They're not as common to leaking as the other ones, but they do and can leak.
Yeah, and you know wherever there's water, you can have a leak. Okay, under your kitchen sink, your bathroom sink, you know the supply to the toilet can leak. I mean, there's a lot of places wherever there's water, you can have a leak, including the roof of your house. We're going to talk about appliances, but can we just talk a little bit about cavitation? I learned something about cavitation.
You learned something about that. I heard about your little problem with your cavitation on your wood boiler.
So here's what it is, class. If you've ever seen movies, they have, you know, like a ship, and you see the propeller turning in the water, and you see bubbles coming out. That's cavitation. If you see a submarine, and the propeller is engaged, you know, absolute maximum speed, you'll see cavitation. So there's water, and you wonder, where do these bubbles come from? It's underwater, right? Well, I have a closed system wood stove, and there is a pump that circulates water from the outside wood furnace in underground into the house, and then through a heat exchanger in the ductwork system, if you will, and then back to the outdoor wood furnace to get reheated. And it goes round and round and round, and it's closed. It doesn't leak. It's great. And I installed the pump exactly the way I was supposed to, according to the diagrams, you know, almost 15 years ago. But there's cavitation because the pump needed to be not where they showed it, let's say 16 inches or so below the top water level. It needed to have about 4 feet of water above the pump. So I needed more downward pressure of the water to prevent those air bubbles. And I was talking to this gal at TACO, T-A-C-O, the pump company, and she said, it sounds like you've got a cavitation problem. And I said, yeah, it really does. So that's what the problem is. I need to lower the pump, and as soon as it stops freezing, I'm going to lower the pump to where it should be. But that's different from the installation instructions of the wood stove. So the wood stove said, you know, put it up higher. It needed to be lower. So that's why the pumps are wearing out. So, Frank, can you talk about cavitation and how do you prevent cavitation?
Well, I heard the music. I don't know if we're going to a commercial or should I keep on going? Well, it's one, cavitation is obviously, as you explained, is the air going around. And in my boilers, I
hear it now. Okay, so when we come back,
we'll go through the whole thing. Okay.
We'll talk about cavitation, and these are little explosions, and they just beat up the circulation pump, and you probably get maybe 1/10 the life expectancy out of them. Then we're going to talk about how to buy used appliances. Frank's with us. He's got a wealth of...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.